Quick ad. The audio here is brought to you free, funded by sponsors and Patreon. If you want to help keep this show on the road, get early access to ad-free audio and tons of bonus content, now is the time. Patreon.com/girlonthenet. Annual subs are 20% off till the end of January. And with a subscription, you can remove all on-site ads, including this one.
This is Cuck Under the Mistletoe, written and read by Cheryl's World. I've been with my guy for almost 8 years now, and things are great. We have a remarkable life, we do a lot of things together, rarely argue, and have amazing sex. Christmas time is particularly special for us. We established quite quickly that we both came from homes that had a tendency to overdo Christmas. This often looked like ridiculously big Christmas trees and unnecessary amounts of lights, baubles, tinsel, and anything else that our parents thought was Christmassy. We would joke that they must have been raised in the North Pole as children of the elves who worked in Santa's grotto, because we just couldn't understand where the over-infatuation with all things Christmas came from. But as an almost obvious result, we naturally enjoyed the season. We didn't overdo it, though. In fact, we were probably quite the opposite. We tend to have a small Christmas tree in the corner, and that's pretty much it. But we do enjoy the season. We enjoy all that it has to offer. Togetherness, the great vibes, and the excessive amounts of food and drink. We also love the parties. We often frequent adult parties. I have no issue with our personal sex life, but let's just say we are always up for extra fun wherever we can get it. One of our swinger mates told us about a masquerade Christmas party that was being planned. The venue was stunning, and the fact that it was set to take place just 2 days before Christmas was the icing on the cake. We bought our tickets and waited for the day to roll around. About a week prior to the event, I started to think about what I was going to wear. I didn't want to do cheesy Christmas, but I definitely wanted to do seriously sexy. I decided on a forest green basque. It had straps and buckles, all sorts going on. It wasn't massively OTT, but it was a little bit more than just sexy. Truth be told, it screamed seasonal dominatrix. The fact that it was crotchless was what sold it for me. I had to buy it. It had a suspender belt, which I loved, and decided that a small black tutu would work perfectly with the net stockings I intended to wear too. The day came around quick enough. It's like time is sped up around the festive season. Everything is on fast forward. We were both excited, and he decided to opt for a matching forest green pair of satin boxers. He wanted to compliment my basque. He looked deliciously edible in them. We were due to leave for about 6 with the aim of arriving around 7, so I started getting ready from about 4. I decided to do layers, so I matched my shower gel with my body cream and perfume. I went for a nice deep scent with top notes of vanilla and tonka. Very alluring. I was happy with my makeup. It was subtle and made even more effective by the fact that I scraped the hair off my face and tied it up into a high ponytail. I put on the basque, stockings and tutu, then paired it with some thigh-high black boots and a long black leather trench coat. I looked the shit. He went for suave and sophisticated. He had on the cleanest gunmetal suit, together with a crisp white shirt, buttons open at the neck. No tie, no bow tie or anything like that, just open and cool. We kind of contrasted. We were happy with that. The Uber got us there fairly quickly. Once we checked in, we began to mingle. I decided to keep my coat on for a while. There was something about the long black trench that made me feel powerful. There were pockets of people dotted around, all doing different things. For example, there was a table in one corner where a card game was happening, but it wasn't just any card game. These cards had naughty little questions that needed to be answered on them. It was a nice little icebreaker, as was the cocktail station that encouraged you and the person you arrived with to get hands-on making cocktails with other twosomes. We teamed up with another couple. He was tall, at least 6'4", and very imposing. The lady he was with was about my height, but she was definitely curvier than I was. They were an attractive couple. After several dodgy rainbow-coloured cocktails that tasted like alcoholic sugar water, all four of us agreed to move to the comfy sofa area to chat some more. The sofas were huge, almost like beds. Very soft, very firm, and just wide. I could see the other couple checking me out from head to toe. They didn't try to hide the fact, so I played to them by sexily removing my leather and clambering onto the sofa. She then sat down next to me, and both the men sat on either side of us. The chemistry was instantaneous, so when my guy whispered to me that I should lean in and kiss her, I didn't hesitate. I turned to her, cocked my head, and moved forward. There was no reluctance on her part. In fact, she responded exactly as I hoped she would. Our lips connected, and after the initial smudginess of two connecting lips laden with lipstick, our tongues began to dance. I felt the excitement begin to bubble at the pit of my tummy. It couldn't have been more than a few minutes in when I felt a firm, unfamiliar hand on my thigh. It was her man's hand. It ran up my thigh and round to the side of my arse. She then pulled away and somehow managed to allow him to take her place. Before I knew it, his tongue was in my mouth. It was a thicker, meatier tongue. It moved with more passion and urgency. It felt good. My guy just sat there and watched. Just as the kiss began to intensify, Mr. Imposing pulled back, then stood up. He urged me to sit up. Without question, I did what I was told. I shuffled towards the edge of the sofa, feet flat on the floor, and waited for the next instruction. She then leant over, unzipped her man's trousers, assisted in the removal of them, and then helped his cock into my mouth. Almost instantly, I felt him at the back of my throat. I gagged just a little, then adjusted myself and began to lick and suck. Within seconds, I tasted his salty introduction. That was confirmation for me. I was on the right track. She was fully involved too. She held his dick and guided my head back and forth over it. She toyed with his balls whilst I dealt with the shaft. He gyrated his hips more and more as the passion began to engulf him. He suddenly decided to switch it up and dropped to his knees. Both his hands met the inside of my thighs and encouraged me to open up. The fact that my basque was crotchless meant my pussy was very easily accessible. He dived into me. She managed to position herself to my right and helped keep my legs open by holding one of them. His tongue instantly found my clit and began to flick at it. He ravaged me. I let out the deepest groan. That made him sink in further. His whole mouth was involved. His lips were massaging mine, his tongue tapping, there was saliva and pussy juice and... Oh, it was just amazing. My guy still sat there and watched, but now he had a look of desire in his eyes too. Mr. Imposing decided to switch things up again. He scooped me up, spun me around and lay me back down on the sofa. He spread my legs as wide as they could go, glanced round at my guy, and then proceeded to penetrate me, slowly. I felt every single inch of him. He filled me up fully. My eyes rolled back in ecstasy, and when I finally managed to refocus, I looked up and noticed the mistletoe hanging from the light fixture above. It was so ironic. Here I was, getting fucked by a random stranger in the presence of my man underneath the mistletoe. Christmas had definitely come, and I could feel it wouldn't be long before I did too. As he continued to fuck me, she then straddled my face. Her dripping, wet pussy was now in my mouth. Her muskiness drove me wild. I began to savour her flavour. She tasted delectable. I feasted on her like a dog eating hot chips. All the while, he continued to bang me into oblivion. This was heavenly. A fully welcomed sensory overload. The sensations were everything I could have asked for and more. After minutes of pure euphoria, she eased off my face and helped me up. I realised he had pulled out and was waiting for me to turn around, ready for the next position. I noticed my guy was still sat watching us, but now he had his dick in his hand and was stroking it. He was transfixed and his cock was solid. Mr. Imposing flipped me round and tapped my ass lightly before positioning himself accordingly. With one hand at the base of my back, I felt his full erection slide into me. My God, I had never known a feeling like this. Sensations cascaded through my whole body. My knees felt weak, my thighs tingled. His pace was slow, deep, and purposeful. I could feel my wetness building, and with every single stroke, I felt it drip out of me. I was sopping wet. He felt it too. He pulled out and proceeded to taste me from the back. The flatness of his tongue caressing my clit from behind forced me to let out even more sounds of ecstasy. He went back in, and as he did, she positioned herself in front of me once again, but this time she guided my mouth towards one of her ample breasts. Her nipples were large and erect. Very suckable and nice. I had no issue dining on them, whilst her man continued to draw every imaginable ecstatic feel out of me. The thought of my guy watching on added to what was already a very, very, very sexy situation. Just then, Mr. Imposing pulled out. It was abrupt. He knew he was about to come, but now he wanted to involve my guy, so she flipped me back around so I was lying on my back again. He ordered my guy to come around, stand in front of me, and jerk off over my face whilst he fucked me until he came. My guy couldn't have moved quick enough. His shirt remained on, but his trousers were at his ankles. He stood in front of me, just as he was told, and began to pleasure himself. His eyes darted between watching Mr. Imposing's dick going in and out of me, her now sucking on my breasts, and my face. My eyes were locked on him. I could see how much he was enjoying this. I wanted to mentally record the look on his face when he released. It wasn't long. Mr. Imposing blew first. His arrival followed a series of pumps and then a sudden jolt backwards. He emptied his load all over my stomach. Within seconds, my guy erupted too, all over my face. He moved back to where he was originally sitting, and Mr. Imposing sat back into the sofa. But she wasn't done with me. She continued to suck on my breasts whilst her fingers found their way to my pussy. She rubbed on my clit until I couldn't hold it any longer. I came all over her hand. Thick and creamy satisfaction. As she drew back from my breasts, I closed my eyes, allowing myself to enjoy the vibrations that engulfed me. As I started to come down from the high, my eyes slowly began to open again. The first thing that came into focus was that mistletoe. If you enjoyed this, you can find more of my work at cherylsworld.com and more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.